Catholic Schools Week is January 29th through February 4th. Holy Rosary here in Medford will be celebrating all week long. My gaffes are two of the sixth graders at Holy Rosary, Lucas Ulrich and Alex Lang. Lucas, tell me, what do you like best about going to school at Holy Rosary?
I get to see my friends and have fun with them.
What's your favorite class?
Probably gym.
Gym, why?
Because you get to run around and have fun.
Okay. And what is your favorite part of the celebration, the Catholic Schools Week celebration? What's your favorite activity there?
Crazy Hair Day.
Crazy Hair Day. Yeah. Alex, what about you? What do you like best about going to Holy Rosary School?
Well, I get to see my friends and I get to talk to them. And
what's your favorite subject? What's your favorite class?
None of them, really.
None?
Just, well, gym, yeah. Gym and recess.
Okay, gym and recess. Why gym?
Well, because I get to use up all my energy and I get to play games.
What is your favorite part of Catholic Schools Week? What's your favorite activity?
Probably Crazy Hair Day. Yeah.
Crazy Hair Day? You making plans for Crazy Hair Day?
Just growing a mullet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's business in the front, party in the back. Is that right?
Yeah.
Once again, my guests have been Lucas Ulrich and Alex Lang. They are sixth graders at Holy Rosary Catholic School here in Medford. Be careful. The mullets are coming. Catholic Schools Week is January 29th through February 1st. Holy Rosary School here in Medford will be celebrating. My guest is Father Patrick McConnell. And Father, let's begin on Sunday the 29th because the whole week kicks off with a huge pancake breakfast. Could you tell us about that, please?
That's a wonderful event for all of the community. We host it as a school. Our parents, our children, they all are involved. We're so excited to have folks come and join us, adults come for an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast that includes everything from the pancakes, potato pancakes, blueberry pancakes, applesauce, cheese, sausage, ham, coffee, juice, milk, anything you want for breakfast, it's going to be there. And it's $10 for an adult, $5 for children, for 10 and under youth, and also it's from 8 to 12:30. It is a great opportunity to have a great breakfast, to come to church beforehand, come after church, come whenever you can, and the proceeds go to our school.
One of the parts of the celebration, which goes on all week long in the school, is an introduction, maybe, to some of these students, Saint of the Day. First of all, which saints will be featured at Holy Rosary this year?
We've got a bang-up list, a great list. The saints that our children continue to focus on, obviously, it depends on the school calendar or the church calendar is part of it, but we want them to focus on particular ones this week. Blessed Carlo Acutis actually is a more recent saint to be, a young man who is becoming a saint, and he's only 16, which is really exciting for the kids. Saint Monica, Saint Clare of Assisi, Saint Augustine, patron saint of the Diocese of Superior, and Saint Peregrine, patron saint of cancer patients. So we have five awesome saints for the kids to focus on this week.
And the choice of the saints, it's not their feast days, correct? How did you make the choice of saints?
It comes to what those saints represent and how those kids can be inspired by the lives of these specific saints and what they represent and how they live for the Lord.
So it's not just learning during Catholic Schools Week. It is some fun as well. If you would please run down the dress-up days.
Well, the kids, we're going to have fun. I mean, Catholic Schools Week is about celebrating what we are as Catholics and the fact that it's a lot of fun being Catholic. So we are having the first day on Monday, the 30th, is PJ Day. Tuesday, the 31st, is Crazy Hair and Crazy Sock Day. Wednesday, February 1st, is Dress Best Day. And then Thursday, February 2nd, that is going to be School Spirit Day. And then finally, Class Color Day. So we've got five great little fun ways to dress up for fun.
On Thursday, there is also a big event, the Bishop's Mass. Can you tell us about that, please?
We obviously center a lot of what we do as Catholics around the gift of the Mass, and every week the kids celebrate that by doing what we call, or we celebrate what we call the best day of the week, which is the Mass. And so we are actually having the great gift of bringing the kids to a Mass with the Bishop, which is Catholic schools in a certain region of the diocese will gather together and have that best day of the week Mass with our Bishop, and that's going to be in Merrill this year.
All right. And I notice it's on the same day as wear the school shirt, so Holy Rosary is going to be well represented.
Oh, yeah. We'll be dressed in our blue and gold. We love that blue and that yellow that we wear as our school colors.
And then on Friday, Father, the kids have an opportunity for some outdoor fun. Could you tell us about that, please?
We are so grateful for the Perkinstown sledding folks. The Perkinstown outdoor tubing area is gracious to allow us to basically invade their hill for a day, and we allow our children to basically jump on little plated tubes and zoom down that hill as fast as they can, and it's a lot of fun.
All right. Once again, Catholic Schools Week is January 29th through February 4th. It all kicks off with a pancake breakfast at Holy Rosary on Sunday, January 29th from 8 until 12:30 in the Social Hall. Once again, my guest is Father Patrick McConnell. Father, I, for one, if I were a student, would really look forward to you on PJ Day and Crazy Hair Day. That would be probably the highlight of the week for me. But
it's all fun.
Thanks so much for coming in, and happy Catholic Schools Week.
Amen.